Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Even now, like if I'm watching a movie and I go, damn, this is really, really, really filthy. Like the one that's at the top of the list here, I watched a couple years ago, and it was like, damn, this is really, there's no way this ever could be on network TV because it would just be, it's Wolf of Wall Street. Wolf of Wall Street is like almost all curse words. It is unbelievable, and just snorting lines and sex.
Quaaludes.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
Uh-huh. 715 total swears in Wolf of Wall Street. That's a lot.
Yeah, but there's quite a few characters in there, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's a long movie, too, right?
You know, second, that's right, almost right there with him, and I saw it Christmas Day last year, real piece of crap movie, Uncut Gems.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam Sandler swears a lot.
Oh, my God.
And we talked about this. I didn't like it.
I hated it.
Did you see it?
I was going to see it. No, I didn't see it yet.
Oh,
I want to, and I remember I ran a poll on it to see if I should watch it, what people thought of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it a good movie or not? Was just the question. And it literally ended 50-50 yes and no. Right in the middle.
It was one of those things where Adam Sandler's performance was phenomenal, but he was so good in the performance, it only helped the negative feel you got. Because to me, the movie just felt... Yes, it made you feel anxious. It was this chaotic and just, you had this helpless, anxious feeling the whole time.
Isn't that the purpose of art, is to make you feel something? And
sometimes.
Sure.
Maybe for a small period of time, but I don't want to feel it for 2 hours.
This is like when I hated Bradley Cooper for Wedding Crashers. I was like, that guy is a piece of crap. Like, I hate that guy.
Right.
But then I was like,
Bradley Cooper.
I had to figure, he played the bad boyfriend in Wedding Crashers.
Oh.
Good-looking, bad boyfriend.
It was like one of his first like major roles.
Okay.
And I was like, this guy's a douche. I hate this guy. And then I remembered that he is an actor and playing a role. Mm. And I was like, oh, I like that guy. He's just a good actor.
Right.
No, like I can understand that. Like when somebody portrays a character and it's hard to let go of that character. Like I remember Revenge of the Nerds in the 80s. And they had this character, Lamar, who was the gay black guy that threw the flimsy javelin. And he rapped and everything.
Yeah,
funny character, great character. But it kind of ruined his acting career, I think, because he was in a few movies after that, and everybody just thought he was gay. Like, they just thought it, which in the 80s, people were still, it was a different time, so people weren't as open-minded to it. So it's like, I remember watching Space Camp, and he was in it. It was like a couple years after Revenge of the Nerds, and I remember somebody in the theater going, oh God, the gay guy's he's in space, and I'm like, he's not gay. Yeah. I don't think he's really gay.
That's what bugs me about movies sometimes, is you'll see like these characters. Like, whenever I see Krasinski, what's his name?
John Krasinski.
Yeah. I go, that's Jim.
Yeah.
From The Office. I can't see
him. Jack Ryan on the Amazon?
Yes. And I'm like, dude, stop, Jim. Get out of here. But yeah. I love that guy. He seems like a nice dude. And he's
a good actor.
And
Did you see A Quiet Place?
No, but
dude,
he's
awesome.
But
he directed in everything.
I just go, that's Jim from The Office in a horror movie. Like,
yeah.
I can't unsee it. That was, I liked 1917 because they got all these actors
great
that
you
didn't recognize, and they were great actors.
Yep.
And I could actually be into the movie and not be like, oh, there's Jim. And then all of a sudden, they get Benedict Cumberbatch in there. He's like the commander. Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was phenomenal. And everybody crapped on it because of the way they filmed it.
It was great.
It was like one continuous scene or whatever.
That was the first movie. I don't really watch movies that much, but that was the first movie I saw in a very long time that I was actually like, oh, good. And I didn't get taken out of it by these actors that I knew or anything. And then there's Doctor Strange in the bunker. And I go, man, now I'm taken out of it because it's freaking Doctor Strange in the bunker.
And he was there for like a minute and a half.
Yeah, but totally took me out of the
movie.
Not only that, but the
older brother was one of the Stark. He was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how's a Game of Thrones guy?
It was Rob.
Yeah, Rob Stark. He's in like 30 seconds of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But at that point, I already saw Cumberbatch. I was already out of it. So I was like, okay. But I was like into it for so long, and I was like, man, god damn it.
I like it when famous people do cameo, like really quick cameos, where you
especially
go,
like, in comedies.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I think it's even more impressive in a drama, because a lot of times it's a comedic actor that will do like a quick cameo, and you go, wait a second, was that Tom Cruise? Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise, just, what the hell was that? Yeah, and you're like, oh, it was crazy.
That's kind of how I felt. It wasn't a quick cameo, but that's kind of how I felt about A Star Is Born with Dave Chappelle.
That was a great scene, a great, great
character
he played.
He was very like a wise friend, you know, sort of things.
They had, I watched Waco this weekend, which I didn't know. I thought that was a brand new thing, but it's been out for years, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I just saw it, too.
But they had... what's her name from Ozark? The blonde.
Julia Garner.
Yeah, Ruth.
Well, I just call her Ruth.
Yeah,
but
me
I was
too.
Like, oh, there's Ruth in Waco.
Were you waiting for her to drop an MF-er like I was?
Yeah, and it was weird hearing her voice, not with that Missouri swang that she's got to it, a little twang.
Yeah,
she was just talking normal.
She was just playing a brainwashed Koresh wife, and I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Like,
she's good actress.
Ruth would have never put up with no David Koresh stuff, though.
No, wouldn't put up any
excuse me, you want me to have your babies and live in this big-ass dumb house? Y'all think so, MF-er. How about that? And then she would have punched him in the throat.
Yeah.
Thrown him off the boat.
I'm gonna go work on a casino boat, you bitch. You know, and she would have flexed. It would have been awesome.
She was great in Waco. Yeah. She did a great job. In that
Way
role.
Better in Ozark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's so good.
She makes that show. She's so good.
She really does.
Yeah. Strongly recommend Ozark if you haven't seen it
yet.
It's one of those where people don't want to watch it because everybody raves over it, but you need to watch it.
It's so good.
I fought it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I figured, oh, well, this quarantine, you know, lockdown is a good excuse to. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I did. However, now I wish it was done with, like the whole series was done with, because now we're going to be waiting
forever.
Years.
But they do that with all the good shows. Stranger Things is like 2 years in between seasons. You're like, damn.
But there's so much good TV that I think now you could just watch a lot of things. In the meantime, wait for shows to end, and then you can just splurge on them.
I'm at this point now where I need a new show. Like, I really need a new, like, drama or something. Mm. I'm watching, I got 3 more episodes of The Last Dance. It's the
Is that on Netflix?
ESPN. Oh. You know, about the whole final season of the Bulls, and it focuses on Jordan and everything.
It's a documentary
series. Okay. Really good. Even if you don't like basketball, it's just...
Sure, the story's good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Like, digs into every player and coaches and things like that, and a lot of really, really interesting stuff in that series, and really just a well-made documentary. You know, some documentaries, they could talk about anything. They could talk about keychains, and if they film it and tell a good story,
right. You're
like, this is really, really intriguing. You know, it's done... that well. It's really, really good. But I'm watching a food cooking competition. It's set up kind of like Chopped, but it's cannabis, and it's really, really, really good.
What's it called?
It's called Cooked, which is like, you know, the playoff of Chopped, but it's Khalees, the milkshake song girl. She's the host with some guy with a lisp that's a chef that's really just way too excited to be there, but he's still, he's entertaining. He's not as annoying as the Byers chick that's on the Nailed It series. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Nailed It's like a baking show where these amateur like bakers try to recreate these fancy cakes and stuff, and they obviously ruin it. And then it was all created from a YouTube series where it's like Nailed It, mm-hmm. and it's like it looks like a baby made it.
Right.
But they got this Michelle Byers, I think her last name is Byers. She's a comedian from New York who's garbage. Like, her comedy is so bad. Like, she's a big old fat girl, you know, and she's just like, everything's just like over dramatic. Like, baby, you don't even know. Ugh.
You don't like that?
She ruins the show.
I'm laughing already.
She ruins the goddamn show. I see people post, this Nailed It show is awesome. I'm like, are you muting the host? Because she sucks. I saw she was on Netflix on one of these specials that had like 5 or 6 comedians, and she was so bad. All she talked about is how fat she was and her vagina. So it was just like the most low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
And I'm not calling her vagina a low-hanging fruit, but it probably is. But it was, I watched like 5 or 10 minutes of it, and I go, this is so bad. How is this woman on Netflix? Not fair. And then I just to get an outsider's opinion, I go, hey, Leah, do me a favor. "Will you watch this?" And I pushed play and I walked away. I came back in the room. She goes, "This is the worst garbage I've ever seen in my life." And I go, "Ha ha! It's not just me. She sucks." Anyway, this cook show is really, really cool because they're cooking with cannabis. But I would have thought that you're just chopping up like weed leaves and putting it in there. But they do some phenomenal stuff. Like they make all these infusions, all these oils, all this stuff with THC and all this stuff. And these are like real chefs. It's really, really cool. And they know exactly.
And you got to be careful too, because like you could have a situation where you kill somebody.
No, that's the thing.
Bake them for a week.
They know the THC levels.
Right,
right. And they present it that way. They're like, "All right, well, I'm bringing you this is a tuna tartare. It has 2 milligrams of THC and 10 milligrams of CBD. And they explain the exact weed strain they use and everything else. And you get different flavors.
Pair it with like wine with, you know.
Man, it's phenomenal. And then they have like half the panels use the comedians. And they're just getting wasted. Like Michael Rappaport's on one. And he's just getting blasted out of his brain. And he's on there on the panel next to a drag queen. And they weren't really seeing eye to eye on things. That was pretty funny. Yeah, he's like, "Why do vegetarians always push their agenda? I don't talk about how meat is so good, but they want to talk about how..." And then the drag queen's like, "I'm a vegetarian." And he just goes, he just stops and goes, "Bah!" That was pretty, but he had nothing. He's like, "Bah!"
Yeah.
But it's a good show. But as far as the foul mouth stuff, not to get too far off track, here are some other movies that say Dookie way too much. Casino. Most of all the Scorsese films have a lot of cursing. That's like their thing. I notice also all the movies with the other director. Explosions. Racism.
Tarantino.
Thank you. Explosions. Racism. Oh. Tarantino. Yeah. His movies are really, really bad too. And before Jonah Hill broke the record for cursing, Samuel Jackson was the leader for all curse words.
In a movie. Pulp Fiction?
I believe it was. Yeah. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back had 509 swears. Casino had 606 swears. See, Gary Oldman's 1997 drama, Nil. It's called Nil. Nil by Words. Had... 41.3% of the words in that movie were curse words. How the hell is that? Jeez, can you imagine these guys trying to do radio? Never, ever work. Let's see here. Let's go down the list here. Jonah Hill is the most with his characters. 376 times. That's 22.9 times per 1,000 words was curse words in Wolf of Wall Street. Leonardo DiCaprio was right behind him on the same movie with 361.
I need to watch that movie again. It's great.
So good. Samuel Jackson, 301. Adam Sandler, 295. And the rest includes Al Pacino in Scarface. Denzel Washington in Training Day had a lot of curse words. Mm-hmm. Billy Bob Thornton and Seth Rogen. All these guys were in movies with lots of cursing. My kind of flicks, man. That's what I like. So... I think Samuel Jackson's got to come back from this, man. He needs to take over the leaderboard. He can't have all these people cursing more than him. It's upsetting to me. You saw today Advisors?
I did, yeah.
I sent it to you and Will, the final copy. Joey G sent it to us a couple of days ago, all the people on the show, and he said we can only show a couple of people, you know, just our close friends. They don't want us, like, distributing it out there.
Like COVID?
Yeah, not good. But it looks great. It was really cool to like see my name like on the credits at the beginning, you know, all that stuff.
The cinematography is fantastic.
Very good. Like,
yeah, it's like a legit show you'd watch on Netflix or anything.
Yeah, absolutely. The sound is really, really good.
Were great, by the way.
Thanks.
I felt like I was watching TV and I'm like, oh, my good buddy's on TV. Like, yeah. This is cool.
This was another thing though, like Jim. I'm like, I'm seeing Johnny and I'm seeing, you know, Chris Mattson, Ron Hortman. I'm like, I know all these people. I was more amazed that I was seeing these people in high definition on my phone. It was crazy. So it was kind of hard to get into the story just because I knew all those people.
See, that's the thing. When I watched it back, I'm so impressed with like seeing my friends and everything, but every scene I saw myself, I was like, oh, you suck, dude. God.
No, dude.
Ugh.
And you were the star of the show.
I know, it's crazy.
And
right?
That guy Jordan is super hot.
I know.
It was upsetting me. I was annoyed by it. That's how I kept getting taken out. I'm like, God, that's a real person.
You should be annoyed that I roomed with him for like 5 days and we basically just hung out all day. That's all we did. It's just me and Jordan Morello. Just me and my bud. You
hanging
know
with your bud.
Super hot.
Super hot, and it's just super humble, nice guy.
Shut up.
Could not be nicer.
Shut like, up. Tell me he's an asshole.
No, I used to tell him every day. I used to go, you know what you look like, right? And he's like, yeah, of course I do, Johnny. I got a, you know, an Instagram, you know, I'm an influencer, you know, and I do workout videos.
Is he Italian? What is he?
Yeah, and I go, you're supposed to be a dick. You know that, right? And he goes, why? Why would I want to be like that? I go, 'cause look at you. Look at you, man.
No.
Look at you.
He's very, very nice to look at, but I could never.
You'd smash it.
What do you mean you could never?
Because like I would feel too insecure. Like I'd be like, you can't be with me.
Oh, he's too hot.
Yeah, he's too hot. Yeah. Like you go over, go with her. Go with her. Mm-hmm. Don't be with me.
That's why I don't watch, like, if I'm watching porn, I don't like those like super hot chicks.
Yes.
I like sixes.
Fat ones.
Porn.
Give me the fatties all day long.
Sometimes
kid.
You delve into that realm, sure.
No, that's all I search for.
I just like amateur looking chicks. Just average looking ladies. Because, you know, you're living the fantasy. It's,
right, right. You got to make it believable.
Yes.
You know
yes.
What's funny is the Vibrate is broken on my phone and I can't fix it.
Can't sit on it anymore.
I don't know. I can't fix it. And I was doing all the YouTube tutorials and everything, like the settings and all that. It just broke, right? I can't fix it. So Leah's like, well, let me see it. I know a couple things that can fix it. And I handed her my phone and I got that nervous feeling. Not because I'm texting any girls or anything like that. It's nothing like that.
You have the pornography.
I wasn't sure the last time I, you know, was looking at some dirty stuff, you know? And I
went to Jerk City.
Right, right. I didn't want her to go, let me check and see, you know what? Let me clear off your Safari. Whoa! Look at her.
Would she be pissed?
No.
Yeah. Well,
I'd be embarrassed, though.
Why?
I don't know.
You're blushing right now. Why?
Maybe I was, you know, whacking it to something that she wasn't ready for.
Well, do you think she would be like shocked to find out?
What?
Would she be shocked
yeah.
to find out some of the things? Like,
weird.
Would she be disgusted? Whoa, like, oh my God, I can't believe you're watching that.
Asian amputees, this is crazy.
Is that really something that's on there?
No, yeah, I'm sure it's on there.
My God, this is nuts.
Because then it's like she's going to go, you like this? And then you got to go, I don't know. Like, you know, it's going to be weird. I get you.
Yeah.
You like this? Yeah.
No, not at all. I don't like anything. It was an accident. I did tell her when I handed her the phone, I go, hey, if there's any gay porn on there, it's because I was looking it up because I was going to like mess with Whitmore with it. That's what I was. She's like, excuse me? And Zane's standing in the kitchen. He's like, what? I'm like, just saying if it's on there, it's because I was just looking up, you know, big ding dong. Porn for Whitmore as
yeah,
a joke.
Joke.
Yeah, I don't do that. Not me. Nope. All right. Well.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Nope. Well, case in point, life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.